Chapter 3. Elaine stood in front of the open closet in her lovely new bedroom, trapped in an agony of indecision over what she should wear to dinner. Moira herself seemed modern and casual, but Ruth would have fitted comfortably into Mr. Darcy's staff. She hadn't met any of the other residents and didn't know what to expect. Perhaps Moira would dress to the nines for dinner and expect her guests to appear the same way. In early summer, Ruth had interviewed Elaine for the job of helping the formidable Miss Moira Madison with the writing of her memoirs. Even Elaine, who tried hard not to pay the slightest bit of attention to the business or social news, had heard of the Madison family. Fingers in every pie, from airlines to discount grocery and drugstore chains to gas stations, it was hard to avoid them. And now the matriarch herself wanted to write her memoirs. It was difficult for her to travel, so Ruth came in her place to check out Elaine and ensure that she was at least moderately presentable. Which, apparently, she hadn't been, as she was rejected in favor of another candidate. She had forgotten all about the Madisons, and was still trying to figure out what to do with her life, when Ruth called to tell her that the job was again vacant, and did she want it, with the understanding that Miss Madison would have the final say. Always the optimist, Elaine sublet her apartment in Toronto, loaded a season's worth of clothes into the BMW, and put the rest of her belongings into storage. If this job didn't pan out, she intended to simply keep on driving and decide at the intersection of the highway whether to turn left or right. But she was here for now. She looked at herself in the wood-framed mirror over her dressing table and cocked her head to one side. Should she wear her gold earrings or keep the silver hoops she'd worn all day? Like all those well-bred but impoverished governesses so beloved of Gothic